During the season of Advent as a church, we have had a theme, and that theme for Advent this year was unexpected. Each Sunday, we looked at a different character in the Christmas story and looked at how they dealt with the unexpected arrival of Jesus. We looked at Simeon. We looked at the Magi or wise men. Then we looked at King Herod. Yesterday morning, we looked at Mary and Joseph, which brings us to tonight. Tonight, we're going to look at two individuals. And the two individuals that we're going to look at is the innkeeper. And you might think, wait a second, time out, Mike, that's one person. Fair enough. We're going to be looking at two different versions of the innkeeper. Option number one, the traditional innkeeper. Option number two, let's call him the other innkeeper. You know the traditional innkeeper. We'll start with him. Traditional innkeeper story goes something like this. It's Christmas Eve night. The guy who runs the Holiday Inn in Bethlehem has been working his fingers to the bone. Caesar has decreed that a census should be taken. People all return to their hometown. Bethlehem isn't a real big place, but it is overrun by people. And so every hotel in town is booked. No vacancy, including this guy's hotel. It's Christmas Eve night. Wasn't called that then, but it's Christmas Eve night. And this poor guy, this innkeeper, this traditional innkeeper, has had a long day with all the guests. And he hears a knock on the door. Don't people know how to read? The neon sign out front says very clearly, no vacancy. Gets up, deep sigh, makes his way to the door, opens it up. There's this tired guy, happens to be Joseph. Joseph says, excuse me, I know it's late. Is there any room in your hotel? And the innkeeper, traditional innkeeper, just looks at him and goes, dude, can't you read? No vacancy. No vacancy means no vacancy. And I got bad news for you, buddy. None of the other hotels on the strip have rooms either. This place is booked. Joseph goes, sir, please. And he turns and he points to this young, very, very pregnant woman on a donkey. Because she's about ready to give birth. I'd help you if I can, but I can't. Maybe you can find room in a stable. Good night. Closes the door. I don't know if you're familiar with the traditional story, you know, that guy. I look at that and I go, you know what? The innkeeper's kind of a jerk. I mean, who sends a pregnant woman out in the cold? If there are good guys and bad guys in the Christmas story, then the innkeeper, the traditional innkeeper, fits in the bad guy category. But what if the innkeeper wasn't a bad guy? What if the innkeeper actually was a really good guy? Well, that takes us from the traditional innkeeper to the other innkeeper. Let me tell you a few things about the other innkeeper. He probably wasn't an innkeeper. In fact, if you pay attention to the words used in the New Testament, it probably wasn't a hotel. Two reasons I say that. Reason number one, Bethlehem, really small. You know, we sing the song, O Little Town of Bethlehem. That's almost giving it more credit. Bethlehem was a village. In fact, Bethlehem was so small 2,000 years ago, it didn't even show up on a lot of ancient maps. It was a little tiny village, so small, it probably didn't have a Motel 6, probably didn't have a Holiday Inn. There's one more thing that makes me think this guy wasn't an innkeeper. If you look at the Greek language, which the New Testament was written in, you find the word manakoula. It's the word that sometimes is translated as in. Here's the thing. It's the exact same word used to describe where Jesus had the Last Supper with his disciples when he had it in an upper room. In fact, there's another Greek word that's probably a better word for in. It's not the one used here. The place that Mary and Joseph ended up probably wasn't a hotel. It wasn't an inn. There was no room in the guest room. There was no room in the upper room. Something else we need to remember, in the ancient Near East, the culture said, you always take in the stranger. It would have been culturally inappropriate, culturally wrong to turn somebody away. It's not what you did. If a couple would have shown up on Christmas Eve, even if there was no room in the upper room, even if there was no room in the guest room, that individual would have said, come on in. We'll make room. The other innkeeper, the one who's probably more historically and biblically accurate, probably would have said, come on in. But Mike, you think, they say in the Bible that the child was laid in a manger. Yes, he was. But he probably didn't come that night. Mary and Joseph didn't show up just that night, because if you read your Bible, it says, while they were there, they'd probably been there for a while. This other innkeeper had probably been having Mary and Joseph and a bunch of other people with him and his family for some time. They made space for a while. But when the time came for Mary to give birth, if that guest room, if that upper room was full of people, would that have been a good place for a teenage mom to give birth? No, they would have found more space. And if you study your archaeology, you study your history, you know that often the homes 2,000 years ago in a small town like Bethlehem, two-story homes, family often would live on the upper floor, and then down below would be a great place to keep the animals. When it was time for that baby to be born, the other innkeeper, good chance he said, you know what? We got to find a more appropriate place for you to give birth than in a room full of people. The traditional innkeeper or the other innkeeper? Which one are you? Which version of the innkeeper are you? Other. Are you the, that's my, that's what I'm talking about. I wish I could say I'm always the other innkeeper. I want to be. But sometimes, guess what? I'm the traditional innkeeper. I'm too busy doing my own thing to create space for Jesus to be in my life. There are some times that I'm so busy, so caught up in my agenda and my priorities, that I don't open up and let Jesus in. How about you? In Max Lucado's book, God Came Near, he was writing about the innkeeper, the traditional innkeeper, and he says, those that missed his majesty's arrival that night did not miss it because of evil intent. They missed it because they just weren't looking. They were too busy. Little has changed in the last 2,000 years, has it? So often, I'm the traditional innkeeper. I do not make enough room in my life for Jesus. How about you? Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. That hymn that we sing at Christmas is essentially saying, hey, be the other innkeeper. Open up your heart, open up your mind, open up your life, and let Jesus in. Now, did the other innkeeper fully understand the historical, cultural, theological realities of what was going to take place? Probably not. Do any of us fully understand and appreciate the difference Jesus makes when we let him in? Probably not. But I can share this with you. When we, like my man right here, say, you know what? I want to be the other innkeeper. I want to take a giant step of faith and open up my home, open up my heart, and let Jesus in. I'll tell you what happens. You get things like hope and joy and peace and love. You get Jesus, which means you get the cross. And because of the cross, you get salvation. You get forgiveness. You get hope and peace and purpose. The choice is ours every night, not just on Christmas Eve. Every night we get to ask ourselves the question, what kind of innkeeper am I going to be? Am I going to be the traditional innkeeper that's too busy to have their life taken over by Jesus? Or will I be the other innkeeper that says, Jesus, I've tried my way, and it has not produced hope and peace and joy and love. Let every heart prepare him room. May we be a people that have our lives invaded by a Jesus that changes everything. Would you pray with me, please? Lord, we confess that sometimes we're too busy for our own good. We get fixated on stuff that does not bring life and hope and joy. We confess that sometimes we are the traditional innkeeper. But God, you came for people that get fixated on all the wrong things. You came for people like me and people like us. So God, give us the courage and the humility to stop doing things our way and open up the guest room of our heart and receive your son, Jesus, so that we might know the hope and joy and peace and love and life and light that only comes through your son, Jesus Christ. And we pray this all in his name. Amen. All throughout Advent, we've kept the lights way down in the sanctuary. We've done it on purpose because we recognize that a life without Jesus is a light devoid of light. And all month long, we have been waiting for this moment where we open up the guest room of our lives and let him in and celebrate the fact that light and hope have come. Tonight, we light not just the candle in the middle, but we share the light with one another. And in doing so, we proclaim together, Jesus has come, and everything has changed. The way it's going to happen is, in a moment, Chris is going to start playing the music to Silent Night. Three of us are going to start out with candles, and we're going to walk down a couple of the aisles. The best way to do this, if your candle is lit, hold it straight up and down. If your candle isn't lit, you're the one that turns it sideways, keeps the dripping down. And after the light spreads from the middle here all the way through the room, then we'll be able to sing and sing loud, Silent Night. Let's celebrate the fact that light and life have come.